I love this town time. I've got a story today that actually came with a title, and it is absolutely accurate. Suspected of kindness. Suspected of kindness. Thank you to Kay for the story for I Love This Town today. Are you ready? Here we go. Leaving for a dental appointment over an hour's drive away, Kay writes, Mikey and I saw a tree had fallen across the top of our driveway. Could have been an uh-oh moment, but someone had already cut the limbs up into movable lengths and cleared the way out onto the dirt road. Well, I was thinking about now, who would have done such a thing? Well, there's the man who lives beyond us who carries a chainsaw in his truck. Must have been him. So I called him to thank him, and he said, no, wasn't me. You know, it had to be this other guy who lives up the road. And I thought, of course. Just the other day, I found that pump that fell out of his truck, and I called him. And he said, no, he wasn't the one either. But he thought it could have been this other tool-toting guy who sometimes drives by, so I called him and had to add him to the list of people known as suspicious when a good deed's been done. But it wasn't him. Thought of this couple who were living beyond us, who were the proud owners of a new chainsaw, and no, they claimed no responsibility either. I was beginning to think that they were all in cahoots to make me acknowledge every neighbor around for their tendency to be kind. Well, maybe it was this friend of mine who lives out at the end of the road, and I called her, and she started to laugh in a mock evil way. It was her son. A whole day before he'd noticed that tree, he just cleared it out of the way. I started crying. Yeah, I burst into tears, not because I was so relieved to finish calling people, but because of just who our good person was. I've been that young man's strict and loving auntie type since he was a kid. He's always been respectful and appreciative, but he's been through a lot of hard times. Always believed in him. And here he is, last one we called, but gratitude and wonder for the fabulous community full of people who I suspect of kindness. I love this town. Thanks, Kay.